Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, one sentence and one sentence only has leaked from the Xbox Era podcast by Mr. Nick Baker, dude who's responsible for leaking all sorts of different things. And that sentence is that EA are making a Marvel game. Now, we don't know any more than this. Baker himself says that if he got into more details, he would give too much away. And he's very much aware that he's breaking all sorts of stuff with leaks and embargoes or whatever it'll be. Anyway, but the talking point is in itself very interesting, especially because EA have done this before. Only weirdos like us remember the likes of Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfect, which ironically wasn't very perfect in itself. And there was also the fact that EA tried another brawling game in 2007, which I don't think ever really got a name, but there's a bunch of footage of it surfaced in 2015 that showed Captain America fighting Hulk, and there was a whole environmental destruction thing going on. It was very Def Jam, but they didn't nail it. And so I think it's a big old talking point. What the hell do you think this game is?
Well, first off, I did that big laugh at Def Jam because I love it when you bring up Def Jam. It's like your favourite thing.
If I say it enough,
ever,
they'll bring it back.
They absolutely will. Scott, as always, I am conflicted about this. I am conflicted when EA are doing anything, to be honest, stuff that I should like, and I like Marvel a lot. Uh-huh. Because recently, obviously, their run with licensed games in particular has not been amazing. If you look at their tenure with the Star Wars license from 2013 until like now-ish, because they're still kind of doing Star Wars games with Respawn in Fallen Order and some other titles that they've announced, it's been very hit and miss.
Yes.
It's been very hit and miss. To be generous, some of them have been good, like Fallen Order. Some of them have been completely botched, like Battlefront 2 at launch. So to me, I'm like, yes, I do want more Marvel games, but I need to know how they're going to do it. And more importantly, I need to know who is going to do it, because
EA has
a bunch of good developers. But I mean, just last week or the week before, they were talking about how DICE couldn't make a game like Mirror's Edge because they're too busy on stuff like Battlefield. So it's like, who are they going to free up? What are they going to do with this game?
Well, the thing is, I defaulted to making a fighting game because it was, like I said, that's what they've done in the past. That made me think of the likes of Rise of the Imperfect. That was from a different era of gaming, though.
Yes.
EA themselves were a different beast across the 2000s. That I like to refer to that period as sort of like when they cared. It was like we got the Simpsons game, the Lord of the Rings games, the James Bond games.
Oh, God.
Then the Def Jam stuff. They used to put their money in the best places, and I wonder now if their approach is something more similar to the Avengers game, where it's like, okay, what can we get that is a repeatable, monetizable model that we can just give to a fandom and it'll just take over?
Yes.
But at the same time, you would like to think that they've learned from their mistakes, or at least the mistakes of their competitors, because the Avengers bombed its arse off.
Well, the thing is...
I don't want one of them, mate.
The thing is, mind you...
Get it away from me.
Nor do I. First off, I don't want anyone to repeat those same mistakes. Mm. However, how long have I worked here now? 5 crisp years. And almost once a year in
crisp
one of these news videos, I have said EA have to learn from their mistakes. They can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. I'm like Aaron Paul and Breaking Bad. And every time I say that, they prove me wrong and repeat the same mistakes that they and other publishers have done before. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to be too cynical about this, but yes, you would think that they would look at the Avengers and think, we can't do a live service game like that feels soulless. We need to do something arguably original with the Marvel Universe, like Insomniac did with Spider-Man, because that was, yes, a self-contained, single-player, first story-driven game, but it also did things with the Spider-Man universe that wasn't just rehashing stuff that we'd seen in the movies or specifically the MCU. You know, it was very much Insomniac Spider-Man. So if EA were to do this, I would want to see, and God forbid this phrase is going to come back and bite me, I would want to see EA's Marvel game. I would want want them to properly do something different with it and not just be like, this is popular, let's make a cake.
The thing is, like, they've had such a weird trajectory across the last, it's like the last sort of 10 years. They were one of the biggest companies to go, single player's dead, no one wants single player. And then they tried delving into all the different, like I said, loot systems. The likes of Battlefront was completely ravaged by those things, and the Star Card system, and all these different multiplayer platforms that didn't really take off. Like, Battlefront 2 became one of the best Star Wars games of all time, but it took a while to get there, and yes, it was ravaged by EA BS for quite a long time until it did. And so that kind of led to them going like, maybe care and attention is good. And then we got the likes of Jedi Fallen Order, and you had Jason West, and the general sort of way that Rebellion has been led as a dev, prioritizing single player again. And look what happens when you put the money into the right places.
Amazing.
Mr. Andrew Wilson. And so there's things like that where I kind of go, have they realized? Mm. Have they remembered how to make the games? Because I kind of want to just do the hand, like the Will Smith thing, and be like, look at all this stuff that you made in the 2000s that made us, give us life memories.
I think that, you know, judging on how they have steered the Star Wars license since the disaster of Battlefront 2's launch, they clearly have learned some of their lessons. Like you said, you know, Fallen Order to them was a big surprise, but to everyone else clamoring for a story-driven single-player Star Wars game where you play as a Jedi, it was a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. So since then, you know, they've released Squadrons, they've got a bunch of other games in development, like I said. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, they apply that new knowledge to the Marvel Universe and don't just, you know, get greedy with it. Because we know from the Star Wars deal that it actually costs them, like, a lot of money to make these licensed games. It's not as lucrative as just getting a brand that can, you know, print money for them. Like, the way that the deals work out, it's more of a risk for them to actually make a licensed game than it is to bank on their biggest homegrown franchise.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I tell you what's interesting as well is what kind of game they do, because you think about the way that Marvel have diversified their portfolio recently. You do have the Insomniac stuff, you've got Spider-Man, you've got Wolverine coming out, you've got Fire Access doing Midnight Suns, which was a property that I hadn't even heard of. I know the name's different if you read the comics. But at the same time, I like Marvel going, okay, let's take advantage of all these different devs' greatest strengths and do a story-focused game over here, do a card battler thing over here. What the hell, if you're Marvel and you're sort of satelliting around EA, what are their strengths? They're sort of in platform stuff. It's in Ultimate Team. For as much as we despise the thing, it makes a ton of money, and they're very good at making those systems work and keeping those servers online and thinking of all those different ways to get as much money out of you as possible. And I wonder if, you know, how you apply that to whatever character they want to do something with, and whether it is story focused. I did see someone on one of the Reddit threads for this just joke that maybe they can repurpose Anthem as an Iron Man game, which would absolutely work, to be honest. I don't know what you would do with that, but yeah, what do you think in terms of that split? Like, I mean, well, you know, what is EA specialize in?
I have two thoughts on this, Scott Tilford. EA, if you're a business person from Marvel going to them,
yes,
I would say the thing that they specialize in is making money and pissing people off. So those two things aren't really at the core of any kind of central game mechanic, is what I would say. So I don't really know how this game would play. If you come to me and you say, like, you know, Sony is making a Marvel game, yes, I already know probably what form that is going to take. Even if you come to me and say Square Enix is making a Marvel game, I kind of know what form that's going to take. EA, because they have so many different studios, you know, they've got BioWare making RPGs, they've got DICE making first-person shooters, they've got their sports teams doing all of the sports games. They don't necessarily specialize in one thing, so it entirely depends on which team they give it to IMO. And I would even go one step further and ask which hero or heroes are they actually going to adapt? Because
that's what I mean,
Sony has Spider-Man, like you said, Wolverine coming up, the Avengers over at Square Enix, and Guardians over there. Like, who is left? Who is left that as a big name for them to make a game about?
Well, it kind of is someone like an Iron Man, but at the same time, you think of where the MCU is at. I mean, I'm weird with the MCU. I feel completely... He's a freak with it. I think that I'm completely disconnected from it, and I don't know how much I share that with Simpatico with other people, because the more people I talk to in real life, they do say that. They say that it's past its best, it's past endgame. You know, they can't replicate that, and I feel checked out. I feel completely checked out. And so which character do you then hang an EA-based game on that is still relevant to where we are in the MCU? I don't know. I saw that Mighty Thor, Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda?
Jane Fonda. Not Jane Fonda. Jane Foster.
Jane Foster. It's very close. Jane Fonda has been added to the Avengers game. She's one of the latest DLC characters. And I was like, that's so cool. I wish that game was in a better place and made me want to play it.
Right.
Because I would totally play as the Mighty Thor. And so I don't know if the likes of, you know, the next generation of heroes, if that is something that you can hang a wider amount of product or, you know, investment on to go forward.
I think there's definitely enough. You know, there are definitely enough heroes that could headline, you know, one of these titles. And it's funny that you bring up the Avengers
and
game.
Jane Fonda,
because and Jane Fonda. Because the Avengers game, like you said, you know, had all of these characters that were, like, really interesting to play, but didn't really get fleshed out enough that could carry their own game. Like, I thought Ms. Marvel was really great in the Avengers game. Like, Black Panther was really fun to play as. And like you said, now we've got the Mighty Thor in there. So there are a lot of these characters with unique skill sets and, you know, obviously incredibly rich worlds to pull from. It's just trying to figure out what EA thinks is the most bankable,
which has the most monetizable elements.
Absolutely, which of those heroes has the most monetizable elements? And that is incredibly sad to think about, isn't it? What a horrific sentence to say.
I wonder. I don't know. I'm going to shout out down in the comments below. I'm going to throw my hat in the ring for an Iron Man game. I feel like we are long overdue a dedicated Iron Man game. And I didn't mind the movie tie-in ones, not the mobile one. But the first one was alright.
The VR game was really good, I'll tell you that.
That was alright, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like blasting boys all over the shop.
I like the one where you could fly around in the canyons. I think it was Iron Man 1, and you were sort of redirecting your power, and it was like, oh, if you want to do repulsor blasts, then you could, like, redirect it to the hands, and you could redirect it to the chest and do the thing. I like that whole approach, and I'm thinking in terms of EA monetizability, that they could sell you all the armor sets and all the different color paint, all different paint shaders.
I'm going to ask you one question
before
we drop off this video, because that's how we do. We just drop through the floor.
It's just beer,
Who out of the EA developer, family, would you choose to actually make a Marvel game?
I only really trust Rebellion at this point.
Rebellion?
Rebellion?
Respawn.
What's wrong with my head?
I don't know, friend.
I'm gonna go with Respawn. I don't know, I've got Rebellion on the brain, but still.
Sniper Elite, I guess. It was a good game, man.
Yeah, it's just always there. I only really trust a Respawn, considering they were the ones that righted the ship, and they were the ones, even after announcing their game in the crowd, were still able to get the sales and make the top brass at EA realize why they are in the industry in the first place, or hopefully. So I would trust them, but at the same time, I know they have tons on. I don't know what you would give them.
That is what I was going to segue into, because like you said, you know, that's maybe the only studio you trust. And from what I can gather looking outside into EA, I think that's the only studio EA trusts, because they've gone, like, you know, Vince Zampella, who is obviously, you know, in charge of Respawn. It's like, can you oversee Battlefield? Can you do these Star Wars games? Can you do Apex Legends? Like, that team is currently becoming stretched in a lot of different directions, and while I would love a Marvel game from them, I keep thinking, how many plates can they spin before they start to fall? And I don't want to see EA kind of put all of that pressure on just one team, no matter how big or how good they are.
No, totally. I mean, there's also the fact that if you think about, like, EA's bread and butter and where their money is, it is in their own proprietary engines. Like, that was the whole thing with prioritizing Battlefield over the fact that Mass Effect Andromeda was a mess, and maybe that means that the Marvel game is a first-person thing, which was a whole other cancelled game. There was a cancelled Avengers game that was going to be first-person at the start of the 2010s. It wasn't EA, but that was sort of rumbled back then. Point being that you can let us know what you think down in the comments below. Who the living hell do you give a Marvel property to inside EA, and do you remotely trust them to get it right? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Jane Fonda.
Rebellion.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.